Right, it's Sunday morning at PyCon UK, and we're having like a post-breakfast, pre-conference discussion, and I'm sat at the table with Barry Scott, Amit, Christelle, and Barry's just been having a fascinating conversation about stereo printing, 3D printing.
We started that in the world economy. We used to make things in the UK, and is the UK going to start manufacturing again? Well, not in the way the government wants in the short term. All the manufacturing has gone to China because it's cheaper. In the UK, we have design expertise. Companies like Arm Holdings, Dyson. In America, you have Apple, which are very successful at designing but not making things themselves.
Well, the intellectual potential.
They do the designs. Mm-hmm. That's what most people end up doing nowadays. They use their mind to do design and someone else builds it for them. But that's going to change because 3D printing technology that is used for prototypes and was very expensive is moving on. Cranfield Institute are experimenting with printing buildings. They can print two, three ton objects in concrete to any design done on a computer. You can build, the aviation industry uses metal 3D printers to, they're prototyping building components for aircraft. And within a short period of time, it's cost-effective for them to simply, across the internet, download a schematic for a pump part, create it next to the plane, and fit it as a spare. At some point, nobody's going to want to manufacture halfway around the world.
No.
They'll do it in their own town. So the design houses will sell you the rights to make one iPad 6, mm-hmm. A new toy for your kid, a vacuum cleaner, and it will just be made on demand for you.
So the money's all in licensing the intellectual property rather than the actual device itself.
Yes. The profits that Apple's making, mm-hmm. compared to the profits that Foxconn is making,
mm-hmm.
is, you know, Foxconn makes a few percent. Apple makes a minimum of 40% clear on everything it sells. This is 35% margin on everything it sells. That's staggering in the IT business.
So 20, 30 years from now, can you see this 3D printing technology is going to have a massive impact on manufacturing industry, the way
you'll manufacture where people are.
Mm-hmm. Not just the manufacturing industry either, because there's a recent TED talk about how they've actually managed to print a kidney.
A replacement kidney for a
human.
Print biological parts.
Using cells taken from their own body.
There is, in fact, a printer already that can print your neurons.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, it was recently, I guess, on one of the tech websites, mm-hmm. that there's a 3D printer which prints your neurons and you can replace inside your maybe
there's
skin.
The technical problem there is that inkjet technology is very good at depositing. They had to fine-tune the inkjet technology to not destroy the cells as they sprayed them. And that's where hopefully they get the university did it. I think it's a UK university did it. They will have patents on that. That's just amazing technology. Now they will print new bits for people as well as the machines they carry around.
So something that we saw in Star Trek about 20 years ago, it's actually becoming a reality now. And the cost, I presume the cost of these devices, the stereo printers, the 3D printers, are going to be very high initially, but then they'll come down in time and then make it more accessible.
So, the costs in them are mostly to do with the design skills to design them. But once you've built a 3D printer that's capable of producing the interesting parts, you make themselves.
Yeah, a printer that prints itself.
Yes. Yeah. It's like the program that programs itself. Prints its own program. Now you have a machine that makes another one of itself.
Right, Barry, Amit, Chris, thank you. Enjoy the rest of the conference.